you.
I'll remember that stout gentleman. How are you?
Just ask me how you are, Tito.
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Oh, I remember you and your missus.
Ah, that's good of you.
Yes, and of course I don't know Ace.
Yes.
How are you getting on, mister?
Very well, thank you.
And your missus, you all right?
Yes.
Hello, lady. How are you?
Very well.
You're not nervous, is she?
No, she's not nervous.
No.
I'm not nervous.
What's she say?
She's not nervous, Mickey. You did press the button, didn't you, Leslie?
I pressed the button.
Yes.
Nice to see you again. Are you keeping well, mister?
Me? Very well. Walking.
You look well. That's a tiny chair you've got, ain't it?
Oh, tiny
chair. Tiny chair, yes.
There's a bloke, ain't he?
Turn
your chairs. Is he comfortable?
Are you comfortable?
Oh, yes, I'm very comfortable.
You're leaning forward.
I'm leaning forward,
yes. Yes, relax. You take things comfortable.
Yes, I'm very comfortable here, Ricky.
You're an actor bloke, ain't you?
What man?
Well, he sings as well, but I mean he acts, doesn't he?
He's a great actor, yes.
Yeah, I suppose your wife helps you a lot, which is nice.
Oh, yes, she does.
Oh, dear.
You're getting some compliments too,
dear. Oh, yes.
I suppose you find it difficult to understand my English, because I don't talk posh.
I know you understand very well.
You see, I don't talk as posh as them do.
You talk very well, Mickey.
Well, I mean, you've had good education, haven't you?
Yes, well.
You see, I didn't.
Well, dear, it doesn't matter. Education's not so important.
Of course, that gentleman, he speaks lots of languages, don't he?
Oh, yes.
I suppose he has to, because he has to sing in it, like.
That's right, Mickey, yes.
It's a bit of a case, ain't it?
It's a very nice case.
I suppose actors and singers are, ain't they? They have to move, you know, sort of meet all sorts, don't they?
Oh, yes,
oh, yes. A lot of people, they meet.
See, so nice fellow here comes to them, a gentleman. I think he's some connection of yours, Sam Modern.
Yes.
Yes, he's something to do with your daughter. This gentleman, he died tragic in an accident. He's your son-in-law, ain't he?
Yes, should have been.
Yes. Well, there's a gentleman here who looks upon you as part of his family, because he was going to be linked up with you or something, because he would have been your son-in-law if he'd have married your daughter.
Yes.
He was very fond of you and your missus, and I think it would have been wonderful if he had married your daughter, but he looks upon himself almost as part of your family, and yes. I think he had great affection for you and admiration.
And me too.
He's very excited because you and your missus have come here. Oh dear, hold on. And your pop's here, your papa's here.
Yes,
they all crowd around you because they love you. And I think they're a little bit concerned in a way about you. I hope you won't mind my saying so, but you've got to ease up, you know that, don't you?
Do
you understand my English?
Yes, he thinks you're working a bit too hard, Tito.
No, not anymore, very much, no.
No? Well, you know best.
I'm enjoying my house and my garden a lot.
Yes, but you have to take it easy. You have to rest, you know.
I will.
You say that, but you won't. You know you won't. Because it's not your character, mate. You couldn't sit still 5 minutes. You've got to be on the go doing something. That's you. If you ain't reading or studying or listening or pottering around, you have to keep on the go. It's not. You're not the sort that sits down.
No, that's true.
That's right.
Well, that's your way of life, ain't it, mate? But you see, you're not getting any younger. And you've got to take care of yourself, hasn't he, missus?
Absolutely. You are so right.
I know I'm right, because, you see, I'm not saying he's getting, well, you know, but I think he's got to say to himself, well, yes, you know, I can do so much and no more.
Yeah.
Because your health comes first, mate. If you ain't got good health, you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Put health first, mate.
Yeah.
You've got an anniversary coming up, ain't you, very soon?
Anniversary?
Yes.
Oh, what anniversary?
It's very soon now, a special anniversary. Is it in September?
I don't know.
Oh, don't worry about it. What'd you say, a anniversario?
Anniversario.
I can't speak proper your language, like, you know. I know a few odd bits.
Yeah, do you?
Like a rivederci and a chow. but I can't speak it, lingo. You know, you speak English and probably German and French, and because you've had to. It's your job, ain't it? You're a good actor, I'm told.
Giovanni said.
You are a good actor.
Do you know Maurice?
Who Maurice? Maurice?
Maurice?
Maurice.
Yes.
Somebody here talking about Maurice. Funny name.
Is it a woman or a man? A lady or a man?
I don't know. It's your son. I keep calling him your son-in-law. I can't help it. Because he would have married your daughter, they was in love, they was, but he was killed in his car business.
Yes.
It's very sad.
How is he now?
Oh, he's all right, and he loves you. Do you know, he has such great admiration for you. I think, in a way, if he'd have married your daughter, he'd have married you as well.
No.
I think he was so fond of your whole family, you know. It was just one of them things, I suppose it wasn't to be, but...
Does he have something to tell us?
It should never have happened, you know. It was one of those things. Actually, it was only a fluke, as we say, that he was in that car, I think.
Yeah.
Chance. Yes, indeed.
He wouldn't have been there under normal circumstances. It just happened that on that occasion... Did he take a lift when he needn't have done? Do you understand?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. Somebody gave him a lift or gave him a...
Yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, because normally he wouldn't have been in that car, but he was. It was a mistake, of course, but there you are. He's happy, of course, but he is concerned about your daughter.
But he want to tell her something?
Well, he sends, of course, all his love to her, and he... Has she gone away somewhere?
No.
No. Oh, she's still working and continuing the same job.
Well, wait a moment. Is she talking, is she thinking of going somewhere?
No, somewhere.
Somewhere, what do you mean? Out of Rome, out of the city?
I don't know.
She always travels.
She's traveling sometimes.
Yes, well, perhaps that's what it may be. But she wasn't... evidently she was away somewhere fairly recently, and he was there. She must have made a visit somewhere to some connection of his. Oh, well.
She might have, Mickey, yet.
Does she see his people?
Well, now and then, occasionally, you know, some time has gone by.
Yes. Very sad.
Does he want to tell something to her? Mickey? He's gone.
He's probably fetching something.
Fetching something.
Keenan.
Someone driving.
Hello. Come along, friend. Keenan, Papa. Tito. Papà. Prova ancora. Non si sente bene. Prova più forte. Elisa. Can you ask her a Christian name?
Oh, wait a moment. And there's someone here called Anna. Anna?
Anna Morris.
But she's to do with your wife.
Oh.
Never mind, never mind.
Who was this one who was trying to speak, to tell us something?
Your papa, I think, that time. He was trying to speak, and so does that other young fellow, your son-in-law, that would have been. They were both here together, and the mama was here too, and someone called Rosa was here too.
Rosa?
Pardon?
What was that name?
Rosa.
Rosa. Rosa. And Morris.
Funny name, Morris. Morris.
Yes. And she's the lady?
Well, I hope so, yes. It wasn't a man, a lady.
Yes, the lady.
Is there some connection of yours?
Rosina Morris, yes. Can you see somebody called Suman? Marco Suman. Yeah.
Perché?
Louder, dear.
Più forte.
Hello, some. Hello, hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I think it is possible.
Who is that?
Who is that?
Yes. Can you help?
Mickey, we can just hear you very faintly.
You said this the fellow who had this car accident. What wanted to?
I think that's what he said.
Ni Carlo.
He must mean.
No Marco, Carlo.
I'm trying hard, but they're having difficulty.
Yeah.
But that young fella, that nice fella, is so anxious. And he just wants you to know he's here. And he says that he's so anxious for you to know that he's not dead. And he says, he's Macarlo.
Yes.
But he's also here with several other people, There's someone called Mark or Marco, but there's also a mama, your mama and your papa, and there's somebody here called Ellis.
Difficulty today. I don't know why.
But I suppose most of them are most so inexperienced, you see.
Could be there.
Mickey fears if he speaks from he's always so very good at sort of encouraging them to make at least their small attempt, isn't he?
Yes.
No. If he does all the talking, then
I don't understand. There's such a crowd. Yeah.
Tell us, Mickey.
Well, listen. Tremendous number of people here who obviously have never had any contact or very little. They're very inexperienced and very anxious and they're finding it great difficulty. Mm-hmm. I think it is that they're all tensed up and excited and a bit emotional and there's so many people who are to do with Mr. Tito and his missus, relations and friends and people. And I think they're a bit too keen, too anxious, and just hold on a minute, I won't give up. No. Just wait a minute.
Yes, all right, dear, thank you.
But are you all right, lady?
I'm fine, thank you. Yes.
Don't be disappointed.
Well, you're doing your best.
Yes, we can hear you, but very, 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 hello?
Realize, of course, it's a very great disappointment, but
we cannot do much else than do as best we may under circumstances. Such a crowd of souls here.
Yes, yes.
Many of them, of course, have never been before to anything of this nature at all. If they have, they've had certain experiences, a big deal of tension in the atmosphere.
Yes.
Which also makes it more difficult. I know it's not easy for you to relax in a sense. I mean, I appreciate the circumstances, but the tenseness which we feel, or rather we're conscious of, also makes it more difficult. But we will continue, but you must be very patient.
Yes.
Just a moment, please.
Yes, thank you, sir.
I think it may be possible, but I don't know for sure. Hello.
Hello. Yes, we hear you.
Hello.
It may be possible.
Yes, I think that's
you are not for sure.
That's critical.
Who is the lady? I don't know who the lady was. The crook said they were going to continue.
Yes, of course, did say that.
It wasn't yours. Was.
I suppose
yes.
It is still very strange to your friends.
Yes, yes. No, I think they're quite relaxed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do not doubt it.
When Mother is very hopeful, it's a little difficult not to be involved.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
I think you came and spoke to them before, didn't you?
The voice sounds familiar.
Yes, oh, yes, you do.
Yes.
And who was the lady who was trying to speak?
The bush was in Denguska.
What?
This is not the
existing thing.
Denguska. Maybe Russian.
Yes.
Polish.
Huh?
Or Polish?
Polish.
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 Polish. Yes.
Polish.
Yes. And are you Polish?
No, he's Nastasia
Milkman.
The lady was trying to approach her. Arms. You're doing well.
Come.
You're trying again. I think it's still showing up. You do the Volga boat song.
Or even speak. I know my mind. I don't see how you feel.
Mickey. He said, now we must go.
Well, quite frankly, I'm quite sure.
I think he probably said to someone, you must go away, because of course...
Did he say that?
I don't think that's what they're said. Trying to crowd in. Yes. Let's see if we can try again.
You mustn't give up, says he. You mustn't give up. Yes.
Mishnah.
Yes.
You mustn't give up.
No.
Another day.
Mickey.
Oh dear. He can't come another day, Mickey.
Not this trip anyway. Mickey.
Mickey, we can't come another day.
Could we have a few words from someone who can speak clearly? We know it's a good idea for lots of people to try, but we would like something.
Mickey?
Hello?
You're there.
You're sorry.
I can't help you. No fault, nobody's fault, Mickey.
You mean?
These things are like that. One day it's better, another day it's not so good, another day they can't get through. We have to accept it, don't we?
We're very grateful, Mickey, dear.
One senses, I feel, as if there's an enormous number of people
pressing in, you know,
and no one really succeeding too well, of course.
It feels just as if it's
as if they're trying. The there's sort of an intensity there. I think possibly we did better last time, didn't we? Much better, really.
The third time.
The third time. It's magnificent.
Yes.
Yeah.
With us?
Yes.
You see, this whole subject is... We have no power to command or demand anything. People try, and I suppose the miracle is that we get anything.
Yes. Yes. Do you think Mickey has signed off?
Goodness knows, I haven't a clue. He may or may not have.
Give him a couple of minutes and see.
I sort of feel there's a terrific intensity in the atmosphere.
Yes.
As if there's this terrific sort of feeling of...
Effort.
Effort, yes.
I know, sometimes it feels it's over.
There was somebody, well actually there were two people, one was a very deep-throated, masculine personality, and the other was light and more feminine. You know?
Oh, yes, talking together, yes.
That's what it was all about, I haven't a clue.
The man with the voice gave his name.
Well, yes, but I don't know.
It's another one, I think.
There was somebody else butting in.
Yes.
And somebody was saying, Mamushka.
Well, somebody said Mamushka. Well, that's, I believe his mummy, isn't it?
I believe his mother, isn't it? The Russian.
Mamushka means little mother. Mamina.
But we shall no doubt hear it much better on the, when we play it over.
Yes.
Certainly those whispers.
Yes,
they're
very shiny.
I was hoping we'd have got Kudo's father or somebody, you see. Right.
And he said that your mother is here tomorrow.
Yes, he did.
It means my mother or my mother-in-law, Tito.
Your mother.
I think it was to you. It was in that context, wasn't it, Tito? Yes.
My mother, but why my mother never talk?
Oh, well,
she can't.
She probably hasn't learnt it.
Just as even now, our father can't do it.
No, our father's never done
never
it.
Never heard Dad speak it.
Never done it here.
Yeah. It's a terribly difficult thing to do, you see, from their side.
Some people are better than others at communicating. And some people, I think, are a little apprehensive and over-anxious and perhaps a little tense and emotional. And there is no, with this whole subject, it seems to me, there are no laws that we can understand.
No.
One day you'll sit and it'll be absolutely fantastic and the people will come through quite well and almost naturally, and another day it's just not possible. Mm-hmm. And they make an effort and don't get on or don't succeed. One doesn't really know enough about communication.
I wonder if Mickey can manage to say a few more words.
He could say, sign off, and we'd be happy.
I think Mickey also gets depressed.
Yes, I know.
If he feels that things are not going too well.
I'm sorry. You did, yes.
One senses that Mickey gets depressed if he's not getting contact or not making a good link up.
But he wasn't laughing nicely at the beginning.
Yes, I know. Yes, I think this is true.
A certain amount of power.
He was so thrilled and excited at seeing you again, too. Mm.
Yes.
But I think that when he realised the difficulty that there was in others whom you presumably would obviously like to link up with or contact, not having difficulty, I think that depresses him. I think that times are very human and they get depressed if we do.
Let him have a chance.
He might just say well.
Just manage to say
then we'll be satisfied.
I'm sorry.
Mickey.
I'm sorry because you've come a long way and it means